Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, every day I'm talking with people about their mortgages, and they'll call me, and it just... There's so much misunderstanding out there about mortgages, and it isn't just on, you know, whether it's a fixed rate or an ARM rate, or should I do a conventional loan or an FHA loan? We get a lot of that FHA loan. Some people say, I'm looking to purchase, but the seller doesn't want to accept an FHA finance. And it's like, you know, years ago, it was a lot different. Today, there's very little difference in how that works. But it goes beyond that. It also is on a variety of other mortgages. And the one I want to talk about today is the reverse mortgage. And it's one of those that probably has the most misunderstanding about the product. Now, understand, there is no perfect product. There is no product that's ready and perfect for everybody. Just isn't there. Along with that, I'm very happy to have Greg Keel here with me today. You know, Greg is a financial planning guru. He knows, he does a lot of financial planning for people going into divorce or through divorce or even after divorce, but he's done financial planning for many, many years. And he really understands the financial part of it. And it really sets people up for success through whatever it is, whether it's just looking towards normal retirement or whether it's looking towards, you know, through a divorce situation or a multiple of other items. But I thought I'd let Greg kind of give us a little explanation about him. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then, you know, hopefully we can talk a little bit about reverse mortgages.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. Good to see you as always. I'm the managing partner for Acuitas Financial, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial. And as you said, I've been at this for 23 years, certified divorce financial analyst and certified financial planner. And so when we work with folks, we're always trying to find the least amount of risk, best solution to meet income needs over time. We work with a lot of executives, retirees, and as you said, people going through difficult times like the death of a spouse or a divorce. And so as we specialize in those areas and tax laws change, we really have to keep our eyes and ears open for all of the opportunities that are available to help people get what they want and to do that safely. And to your point, probably one of the most vilified and misunderstood tools that come across our desk is the reverse mortgage. And it is just astounding to me the amount of just misinformation there is out there about what they are and how they work. And I'm always surprised at how much time I spend talking through those tools, because folks just, they say, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to get eaten by a shark and I'm not going to get a reverse mortgage. Yeah. And I'd say the former's probably good advice. The latter, people need to think and understand. I'm a fee-based financial planner. I have no dog in that hunt. It's just we're trying to do the right thing every time and use all the tools.
Right. And, you know, it just amazes me because it's like every other mortgage. Like I said earlier, there's no perfect mortgage. There are right situations and wrong situations to use certain types of mortgages in. And the reverse mortgage opens up the possibility for people who really need one of several things, it seems to me. And you may have a different opinion. I'd like to hear what yours is. But one of them is you can get cash flow out of a reverse mortgage. That's one of the things that it allows without having a mortgage payment.
Right.
So that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal because that's tax-free income. If you, for example, the average retiree, a lot of folks have most of their money tied up in tax-deferred plans from when they were working. So they had a 401k, and maybe now that's an IRA or some series of those things from a workplace retirement plan. And every dollar they take out of that plan reduces their Social Security benefit because the Social Security benefit gets taxed at a higher rate. And they have to pay tax on that money. And sometimes if they're approaching a different tax bracket, they might go from paying 12% tax on $1 and they take the next dollar out and they're paying 22% tax, federal tax on that dollar. And so when you need extra money for the roof or for to take the kids on a Disney cruise or whatever, people often find that they're paying 30% federal and state tax on those last dollars that they took out for that special project or that special need that they don't usually experience. And so being able to access the equity in their home for the right people under the right circumstances, and we can talk about, in my opinion, what those are, being able to take the equity that's just sitting there doing nothing for anyone and use it for an experience like spending time with the grandkids when they're still young, or making sure that the house is maintained properly going into to the older years of life. It's a great tool if used properly. Again, if you hit your thumb with a hammer, you're not happy at all with the hammer, right?
Right.
But if you drive that nail in two shots, boy, you feel like you're using the right tool for the
yeah,
job.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people had problems, and I think part of what gave reverse mortgages a bad name is that when they first came out, if your spouse wasn't on the mortgage, okay, there are two people are in the house. One is on the mortgage, the other's not. The one who's on the mortgage passes away, they foreclosed on the house. They had to get, and that that can't happen anymore. That isn't allowed. That was a huge deterrent for people. They didn't know it was coming. People didn't explain it to them. Or if they did, they didn't give it the credence that maybe they should have. But that's been taken out of it. These are FHA mortgages. These aren't just some, you know, fly-by-night company that puts them out there. This is an FHA mortgage. It's backed by FHA. It's insured by FHA. So they are and, you know, used correctly, they are great mortgages. And so it does make a lot of, I think in a lot of situations, it makes a lot of sense to use these mortgages.
Where I see people get in trouble the most is if they haven't managed things very well and the last penny they have is the equity in their home, and then they use any kind of debt instrument to extract that last bit of money they had, but they haven't fixed the fundamental problem, which was they're overspending and they're not adjusting their financial resources to the lifestyle. And so then they burn through the last thing they had, which was the home equity, and then they're really in trouble. So using it for that purpose is probably going to end up in a bad spot nearly all of the time. But if I'm working on a divorce case right now where a couple has shared a home, and now they have to divide assets. Both of them are over age 62, so that's an important component for reverse mortgages. You have to be over age 62. And we have a variety of financial assets that we have to split, but some of them are not conducive to one taking all of it and the other taking none. The house is one of them, so only one person's going to live there now. That's why they're getting divorced. And we need to extract the home equity from that home, but the other assets are all IRA assets. So the home and the equity in it is a tax-free asset. The IRAs, as I just said, we still owe 25 or 30% tax on them. So they're not equivalent, right? $100,000 of home equity is worth a lot more than $100,000 in the IRA. And so one of the solutions that we drew up was she wanted to stay in the house, and she can because we're going to take a reverse mortgage against the house. Now, there's some fees associated with that, and we have to understand what those are and if it's worth it or not. But for her, it is. She wants to live in that house. She doesn't necessarily want to give that piece of property to anybody in her family, but she loves it there and she wants to stay. And because of the reverse mortgage, she can. We can get the half equity, the 50% equity out that we owe the husband, and we can do that at a relatively low cost to what we're trying to accomplish here, and no tax. The cost of doing that is a lot less than the tax on other assets. So that's an example where that can work really, really well. And we've got a couple other folks that are just in retirement. They're doing fine, but they've got this equity in the home, a couple hundred thousand in a couple of the cases, and they don't plan to leave the house to anyone. They don't plan to do anything spectacular in their giving. They hope to spend the last dollar on the last day, right? Which, if you can tell me the last day, is a lot easier to do than if you can.
Exactly,
But they're saying, hey, you know, we're 75 years old. We got another hopefully 5 or 10 years of healthy and being able to travel a lot. And, you know, we're sitting on a couple hundred thousand dollars here in home equity. What for? Right.
Right.
To give it to our kids. Well, our son's a doctor. Our wife's a scientist. They don't need the money. They told us to spend it. And by goodness, we're going to spend it.
Right.
So they're able to cost effectively extract the equity to live life and do the things they want to do. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's nice if you can give your kids money when you pass. However, it is your money. And I told my parents, my dad always told my mom that when, you know, and told all of us that he wanted, when he passed, he wanted no money left. He wanted to have used it all up. And then my mom kept saying, well, what if I'm still here? Well, that's what's happened. My dad passed. And my mom's still here. Fortunately, my dad wasn't able to spend all the money. Right. And so, you know, my mom has plenty to live on, and that's very good. And it really helps, you know, but it can scare somebody when they think, oh, I'm going to be out of money.
Right.
The other part is, but we told my parents, and we still do, and there's six of us. It's like, we don't need the money, so enjoy it.
Right.
It's your money. You earned it. You saved it. Go and enjoy the money. It's not for me. So I would much prefer that if they had needed to, that my parents did a reverse mortgage and use that money, because they love to travel, to have traveled and done the things. Now, they had enough money to do that without doing it, but I can see it. And, you know, it's funny because I look at it in such a finance point of view. And listening to you, I look and I think, well, reverse mortgage, people have to understand it's kind of expensive.
Right.
But it's not. When you factor in what you were saying, the taxes of pulling money out of these other investments, I'm sure that the taxes are much higher than the cost of doing a reverse mortgage.
Oh, especially amortized over time. Absolutely, because the taxes keep coming every year that you take money out. The reverse mortgage, as you know, you're going to pay interest, of course, that's every year. But those upfront closing costs or whatever you mortgage folks actually call them, you know, the bank's not going to get their money back until the last person leaves the house. That could be 10 years, that could be 20 years, it could be 30 years. So the bank takes a chunk of the home equity up front. Now, you don't, again, you're not making any payments, you're not paying it back, you don't even know unless you look at it. But that's how they compensate themselves for the longevity risk.
Yeah, and it's not, most of those costs aren't that the bank's taking a bunch of money up front. FHA is kind of taking a lot of money up front. And the reason they're taking money up front is because it does have FHA mortgage insurance on it. And so it has to be insured. So since there's no payments, the only way, let me clarify no payments before I go on so people don't misunderstand. There's no mortgage payments on the property. You still have to be able to make your property taxes. You still have to be able to pay your mortgage or your homeowner's insurance and your homeowner's association dues and flood insurance or any of those things that you might have on the property. Some people, when you say, I catch myself saying there's no payment, and they don't, you know, they have to understand it's there's no mortgage payment. But it's those, the FHA PMI that is a lot of it. And then there's additional fees, like you said, that, which is the bank, but about half of it's FHA mortgage insurance normally. So there is some expense, but I think to your point is it's not anywhere near as much as the cost of pulling that money out.
Absolutely. And I hope your listeners understand, I don't deal in mortgages. When we need a mortgage, we come to you, because you're in 23 years by far the most professional and just absolutely complete mortgage specialists that I've ever worked with, and I really appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
So I don't deal in mortgages, and I don't have any financial stake in it. I'll tell you, one of the qualifiers we use and one of the tests we have, you know, is this the right thing to do? Would I have my mother do this? And I'll tell you, 10 years ago, because they're in the right situation, I had my parents do a reverse mortgage. And they've been able to enjoy the equity from their home in the form of money available to them ever since. They put a new porch on them. They live on a lake. They put a new porch on the back, and they've been able to enjoy that for a long time, supplemented their monthly income, you know, and again, that's a situation by situation thing, just like any tool. You got a bunch of tools in your toolbox, and you use the right tool for any given job. I would just encourage your listeners to, instead of just saying out of hand, a reverse mortgage is a good thing or a bad thing, be willing to explore it, because for a lot of folks, it can be a really powerful retirement income tool. And I'd invite them to talk to me or you about it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think, you know, what you were saying on the reverse is that when people look at it, even in the mortgage industry, because I've worked with many people and know a lot of people in the mortgage industry who don't have the reverse mortgage available to them to make available.
Right.
They have nothing positive to say about it, but when you talk to them, they don't really understand the reverse mortgage at all. They don't understand the benefit. So if somebody, and that's somebody in the industry, so if somebody calls and we talk about a reverse mortgage and then they start asking their friends, their friends probably don't know, you know, they've been told that they're bad. And I think, you know, 15, 20 years ago, when you could throw somebody out of the house, that wasn't a good idea.
Right.
It's like you put both of them on it, then you're fine. But now they've got a lot of precautions in. And additionally, there's a lot of training or a lot of information, there's a class that they have to take. And even they want their relatives to go through to learn about the program so that they understand what they're getting into. Nobody wants somebody to go into this product and not have their eyes open and know what they're getting. And as you said, it is a phenomenal product for the right situation. And for many people, it's the right situation. You know, I look back and I'm not sure my parents wouldn't have benefited from one, but at the time I didn't understand them either. Now that I understand them, I see the real value in it for many, many people. Especially, you know, basically you don't look at credit. You don't look at income at all. Their income doesn't matter. You just, what you have to make sure of is that they can, under this type of program, that they can pay their taxes, their property taxes, and they can pay their homeowners insurance, and they can pay their homeowners association dues. I mean, there's a little more to it than that, but it's right. A pretty basic program. And it does benefit a lot of people from the people that I've worked with.
Home equity is a hard thing to get out in a liquid form that you can spend. And so this is just one tool to do that, to access that equity that you've built up, that asset that you have. Instead of having it sit there in the form of bricks and mortar, you can use it to do things that enhance your life, whether that be a giving program or experiences and vacations or things that you need. It's like you said, you don't go looking for a hammer at a screwdriver shop, right?
Right.
Because if you go into a screwdriver shop and that's all they sell, guess what you're going to buy? Yes, they're going to try and sell you a screwdriver.
That's right.
So there you go, right?
Right.
And if you Google reverse mortgages, boy, the computer, the demon almost drops out of the computer to grab you, because there is some scary stuff out there. If you use any tool wrong, you'll have a bad experience. But I would just like to educate the public to say, this is something a lot of people should explore.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think you have to be over 62 years old. You know, if you're under 62, you can't qualify for the mortgage. But if you're over 62 and you need equity, That's the other piece. You do have to have equity in order to do it, because what happens is we're going to, on a reverse mortgage, they make you a loan, and then because there's interest, the balance of the mortgage goes up instead of down. And as it goes up, the idea is that the value of your home is going to go up also. So as it goes up, the value of the home goes up. But the reality, and at some point, if you're drawing money out, it could run out of money you can draw. However, they cannot. You're not taken out of the house. They call it it's forever, but I think it's actually 99 years. After 99 years, they can do something. But nobody at 62 is going to probably have the mortgage for 99 years.
If they do, good for them.
Yes. And the other part of it is it doesn't mean you can't sell the home. It doesn't mean that if you have equity in the home and your heirs get the property, that they can't. They get any equity. They can get any equity that's there that doesn't go back to the bank. They sell the property, take the equity, and pay off the bank. So it's not that you lose all that. It's just that you gain the equity. And what you had said about how hard it is to get the equity, this is a little off the reverse mortgage, but I've had people who, they have a lot of equity in their house, but they have they lose their job or they quit their job, and then they want to come and they want to refinance their house. Well, if you don't have a job and you don't have any income, it doesn't matter how much equity you have. Unfortunately, we can't refinance it. You can't. So if there's no income, you can't finance it. So equity in the house, to your point, is it's very, sometimes very difficult to get a hold of. This is a really easy way to get a hold of it. And if you use it wisely, it can be a very good financial tool for you, especially in retirement. How have you seen it, like in retirement, how have you seen it work for people?
Most of the time I've seen it work because they are just fine. They have a pension, they have income from their investments, and they have X number of dollars a month, and they're spending that same X number of dollars a month, and we've got a little cushion in there and everything's fine. Where we see the issues pop up is people don't often plan for the realities of life. If you look back on your last 10 years, you'll think of multiple times when you had to come up with thousands of dollars to fix something, do something, make a problem go away, and you were working. So maybe you put it on a credit card, maybe you used your reserve emergency fund, maybe you did whatever. Well, after 5, 10, 15 years of retirement, a lot of times people find that emergency fund has been used up. And the only way for them to meet the need they have, hey, the driveway needs fixed. Hey, we need a new heater. And hey, the roof needs fixed. Hey, my son lost his job and they need a little money to get by for a while. Whatever it is, they would have to dig into their principal in order to meet this need. Well, if they dig into their principal, guess what happens to that monthly income? It goes down, and it goes down forever.
Right.
And so they have to live on less money for the rest of their lives. Well, then I've got a couple $100,000 of home equity sitting there that nobody's using, right?
Right.
That the only way they can get to it is to sell the house, which of course they don't want to do. Well, there's a tool here that can help us out. We don't need $200,000, but we do need $20,000. And here's a way for us to access that $20,000 tax-free. We don't have to dig into the rest of the investments and ruin their income for the rest of their lives. Nobody was using that home equity anyway, right?
Right.
And so now we can meet the need that we had. We can help out the kid. We can give to the church. We can fix the roof or whatever it is. And nobody has to stress about it. Yes, when the kids inherit the house, they're going to get $20,000 minus the interest we paid and fees, less of that home equity than they would have otherwise. But that's a lot better than living in their basement because we ran out of money.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And if you beat the odds and live really long, you really make out.
Right.
Because that
loan doesn't have to be paid back till the second person leaves the house. Now, they're going to carry you out, roll you out, or you're going to walk out, but you get to choose. Maybe you want to sell the house and move to Florida. Fine, you pay off that loan like you would any other. If you have equity left, you get to keep it. If the house is worth less than what you owe, it's a non-recourse loan. The government says that they can take the lower of what you owe or the value of the house. That's how it works. So if you borrowed too much, or they let you borrow too much, and now you owe more than the house is worth, well, that's not your problem. It's a bank's problem. So, you know, again, use the right way. Really effective tool.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It really is. Now it's time for questions for the gurus. I've been getting some emails from people, and I wanted to kind of read them and go over them and kind of answer them on air. That's what they're asking. So this one is, they say, we bought our home 7 months ago, and we see that rates have dropped. Can we refinance our home, or do we have to wait? And the answer is, obviously, from 7 months ago, you don't have to wait. You could have refinanced your home 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and we can, if the rates have dropped, we can definitely look at refinancing the home. And since rates are at the lowest they've been for, I think, 3 years, if you've refinanced or bought your home in the last 3 years, it is certainly something that you could look at doing, is refinancing your home. So it is an option, and it is a good option. If you're in that situation, I think it makes a lot of sense to look at the possibility of refinancing. If you do, just give me a call or send me an email. Probably the easiest way is my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and just go to the contact information, put your information in there, send it to me, and I will get back with you. But hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and like I said, refinance right now. The rates are down, so it is a good time to look at that.
I'll put a plug in for you, too. I'll tell you, again, I've been doing this for 23 years, and I've worked with a lot of mortgage folks over the years, and I am just consistently impressed with the level of data you bring to us and to my clients to help us figure out the best way to get that done, or if we even should. So if somebody is considering whether or not they should refi, I will tell you, give Rick a call, because he's going to show you the numbers, and in a way that makes sense. It's phenomenal, and I just can't say enough about how much I appreciate working with you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, that what you're talking about is what I call my mortgage analysis report that I put together that just helps see. I can compare four options with a current mortgage, or just four straight options, and I can show them. They can actually see on charts what their savings in, how much they save over a certain amount of time, how much they save over a longer period of time.
I've just never seen anyone else do it at the level of detail, and it's super easy to consume. You've got something there. You should sell that, because that has not been my experience with tens and twenties of other mortgage people I've worked with over the years. It's a cool methodology you use.
Well, I appreciate it. I like people to understand and know what's available. Greg, how can somebody get a hold of you, and if they want to talk to you about financial planning?
The best way is gregkeele.com. That's GREGGKEELE, gregkeele.com. 317-288-5400. Again, that number is 317-288-5400.
Great. I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Good to see you, my friend.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for joining me. Hopefully you can join us next week at 3:30 on Freedom 95. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.